Jack, Steve, and Tracy.
Everybody get up.
Sunny 101.5, 5:30, and time for the Jack, Steve, and Tracy show. So, how is everybody doing?
Good.
Good deal.
I had a very funny thing happen to me over the weekend.
You had a very funny
thing? Very funny thing.
And what would that be?
Should I share it now or?
No, wait.
Yeah,
wait.
Don't kill the anticipation.
Yeah, wait, yeah.
It has to do with my, I don't know the verbiage to use, but my dad, who is not very technically savvy, with technical stuff.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, we'll do that.
I got more phone calls and texts in a matter of 5 minutes in
really?
My life. And it's something he did.
Okay, well, I'm looking forward to that one. Hey, mostly cloudy, warm and humid today. 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, especially this afternoon and evening. The high 83, it's 71.
Sunny 101.5 with Tell Me Something Good.
Tell me something good. Tell me something good.
6:18, here's Tracy.
Thanks, Jack. Well, 17 years ago, Wesley Ryan decided to part with his beloved 1993 Ford Mustang GT.
Ooh.
When the medical bills started piling up.
Yeah.
His wife had been diagnosed with ovarian cancer. Mm. Well, his kids never forgot the sacrifice he made for their family. So last year, they decided to give him a surprise by reuniting him with the car that he had affectionately called Christine. His son tracked it down through the VIN number that he had kept. He had held on to that VIN number for all those years.
Mm-hmm.
He and his sister pooled their money, purchased it from the owner in Texas, and just surprised the hell out of their dad, who was blindfolded in a parking lot near their home. And their mom, Laura, who has been cancer-free for 13 years.
Well, that's cool.
Was there. So lots of tears that day, and you think it can't get any better. But wait, there's more. This week, Ryan got an even bigger surprise after the folks at Ford offered to have the car restored with a new engine, transmission, paint job, interior, and modern features.
Wow.
Yeah, Ford and Hennessy Performance, the shop that restored the car, presented it to Ryan in Dearborn, Michigan this week.
Mm-hmm.
Take a listen.
It still hurt, but it's got a new heart. And I don't know, I'm lost for words. It's beautiful. Christine with a new heartbeat.
Listen to that thing hum, man.
Man, and just how emotional. His son says he's looking forward to enjoying the car with his dad this time around, and instead of from a booster seat. I thought that was so cute.
That is great.
Oh my gosh, but how cool, you know?
Yeah.
What a neat thing for Ford and Hennessy Performance to do. And, man.
Great story.
His dream
awesome.
Car's back.
Tell me something good. Tell me something good.
Jack, Steve, and Tracy.
That's what I always listen to.
6:42, sunny 101.5, mostly cloudy, warm and humid, 50% chance of showers, thunderstorms, especially this afternoon and evening, 83 for the high at 71. Did you forget?
To tell my story?
When we started the show this morning, you said you had something.
This is a good story.
A good story.
Yay, well, do tell.
And you, Tracy, you don't know. So we went up to the lake. And we got home early so we could see Randy Santel at Tap House Edge destroy two monster melts and a pound and a half of tater tots. Brought the kids, things like that.
Yeah.
But as we're driving back early from the lake home, I've got more text messages and phone calls, I think, in a matter of 20 minutes than I ever have in my entire life.
Really? Why?
Hey, just got a weird message from you on Facebook. Okay. Like, I really don't. I wasn't on Facebook at all, but all right. I think you got hacked. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Ugh,
it's the worst.
So then Meg got it. And then all Meg's family got it. So they're all calling us, right?
Yes.
It wasn't me. It was my dad who has the same name.
Oh,
and he clicked on this thing that's a message.
Just don't click on
don't,
those
like,
things.
Jack, kudos to you for not, because you got something similar to it.
Yeah, I did. I didn't
You know,
click
I sent
it
through the Facebook Messenger, right. And it's like, hey, right. Saw this video on YouTube. Is this you?
Yeah.
And you click
There's
it.
Tons of that right now.
And yeah. I don't think it per se, like, it doesn't steal anything. It's just a nuisance thing. So when you mm-hmm. do that, it goes Sends through all it. Of your friends. Thousands, hundreds, whatever, and sends that message out. And hopefully, you know, one person will open it and then sends it. So it's just a nuisance thing. But everyone's like, hey, man, I think you got a, you know, I got a weird email from you or weird message. I call my dad. And then my mom gave my dad the nickname Fingers because he just clicks everything.
He just clicks.
He just clicks everything. He just, oh. Oh, and I go, Dad, I called him and I said, did you get a message or anything like that?
Yeah.
What happened? Oh, I opened it. It was from a guy I knew when I worked at Dominic's. I haven't talked to him in years. I don't have his number, so I figured he sent it.
Oh, man.
Well, was it you in the video? No, it wouldn't open. Wrong. No kidding. Like, there's nothing that clicks. So I just said, and then my mom's in the background going, stay off of Facebook. Yeah. You're in jail. You're in Facebook jail.
You're in Facebook
so
jail.
So I mean, it's just, I don't know if you guys, if you've had those messages.
Oh,
Tracy,
I've had
you've
it.
Had
yeah.
it too.
And then,
so.
And you're right. They come in a flood and you're like, wait, I didn't do anything.
Yeah. Or it's from someone you haven't talked to in a while, but it's their friends list and things like that.
Yeah. But I'm like, Jack, I've started, you know, if I don't expect a message from somebody, I've just stopped.
Yeah.
I don't click on
or
it.
Or if I don't know, or if something weird
like
that. I
don't know them.
Because you can, I think you can click the message open to view it. You
know,
just
there's
can't
another
click
thing
on
too.
That link.
You know,
there.
When you get a friend request and you know that you're already friends with them, I think that's a scam too.
Yeah, so I had one. One of my parents' friends were sending me information about, hey, man, I can save you lots of money. And I called my dad. I said, this is kind of weird, this guy. Mm-hmm. And my dad goes, well, that's something he would do, but he would always ask me or your mother first. He wouldn't just send you directly. And then I looked. I think I showed you on, was it Thursday?
Mm-hmm.
It said recently created Facebook page or Messenger.
Yeah.
It wasn't even, but what they do is they take your picture from your Facebook page.
Right.
And they just make a kind of a clone, and then they, would you like to text? And it was bad. It was bad English. I mean, it wasn't very grammatically correct. And that's where I was like, I said, man, you're I expect more out of your messages than.
Right.
Something does not make sense here. And then they stop.
They just stop doing it.
Right.
Yeah. It's a dangerous digital world out there.
Yeah, it sure
is.
6:46.
The best variety of the 80s, 90s, and today.
Playing different songs at all times of the hours so you can mix it up. Turn it up.
Sunny 101.5.
All the latest Hollywood drama, hookups, deals, and scandal. Radio Paparazzi on Sunny 101.5.
6:59, here's Tracy.
I didn't see this one coming, guys. Miley Cyrus and Liam Hemsworth have decided to separate after less than 8 months of marriage. A rep confirms they still remain dedicated parents to all of their animals while lovingly taking time apart. Now, the pair exchanged vows at their Nashville home on December 23rd, 2018, after dating on and off for 10 years. Meanwhile, there are photos circulating of Miley Cyrus with Brody Jenner's soon-to-be ex-wife, Caitlyn Carter. Carter posted a series of flirty photos and videos with Cyrus on a trip to northern Italy. And the whole thing started to erupt on social media over the weekend. Now, Jenner's Hills co-star and friend Brandon Lee commented, "Let's you and I round out this scandal with a picture of us making out." This whole thing is just...
Oh, my gosh. I don't even know what to say.
Yeah, there are no words. So let's just skip that. Move on. This is a nice story born out of a tragedy, though. Lady Gaga is planning to fund 162 new classroom projects in Dayton, El Paso, and Guillory, California, after the recent mass shootings in those areas.
Mm-hmm.
Gaga says she wants to channel her confusion, frustration, and fury over the shootings. She's going to fund 14 classroom projects in Dayton, 125 in El Paso, and 23 in Gilroy. The projects aim to help survivors and all of those affected by the shootings.
Wow.
Well, Matt Bellamy married his model girlfriend, Elle Evans, on Saturday. The couple had been engaged since December of 2017. Bellamy posted an image from the wedding on Instagram. The Muse frontman was previously engaged to actress Kate Hudson, but they split back in 2014. They share an 8-year-old son, Bingham. Flipper Flop star Tarek El Moussa announced on Instagram he has a new girlfriend. He confirmed he's dating real estate agent Heather Young, who stars in Netflix's Selling Sunset. The HGTV star wrote, "I'll be honest and say I never thought I would meet someone special in my life after the last 3 years. Then, out of the blue, Heather Ray Young walked into my life." He says he got that butterfly feeling in his tummy the first time he met her. Young also confirmed the new relationship on her Instagram page.
What are you looking at me for?
Steve, did you get the butterfly feeling when you first met Meg?
Yeah, I think I ate some bad food, though. No, I did. We were out to eat. She was our waitress.
Oh, really? Is that how you met?
Yeah,
I did not know.
I begged her. I said, listen, I kind of like, you should come over and hang out and have a drink. And I had to beg her because she was in school at the time.
Well, there you go.
About that.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of the butterfly feeling, Jeff Bezos and Lauren Sanchez still have it. They were spotted in the French Riviera last weekend. The couple was included in a group photo taken by music mogul David Geffen on his yacht. Bezos split with wife Mackenzie earlier this year and has been seen with Sanchez at various times since, with a source telling the outlet they're very happy. Today in history. All right. Let's do a birthday from today, just because this one's kind of fun.
Yeah.
Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Are you kidding me?
It's his birthday.
Are you kidding me? Sir Mix-a-Lot, he's got to be 50.
I like big cakes on my birthday. He's got to be at least in his 50s.
Yeah, I think he's 50.
At least 58. Yeah.
56.
56, all right.
Casey Affleck.
Casey Affleck. That's the wife. No, it's not.
I was hoping you would do that. Tell me you're kidding.
I don't know who Casey Affleck is then.
That's his brother.
That's his brother, okay.
Or his wife.
Even know him either.
Jennifer Grey was his wife. You don't know Casey. He was in. He's been in Gone Girl.
Things, yeah.
Wasn't he when in Gone Girl? He was in that one movie, that one Best Picture that I didn't watch.
Good Will Hunting, The Assassinations of Jesse James, Gone Baby Gone, Manchester by the Sea.
Manchester by the Sea. He was
okay. He's 50.
42.
44.
Okay.
And
the estranged wife.
I don't know. What
we were talking about Jeff Bezos. How
anybody.
About Steve Wozniak?
I don't.
I know who that is.
50.
His was yesterday, I should add.
65.
69.
He was the co-founder of Apple.
Yeah, I knew that name, but I still don't know who Casey is.
Waking up was never so easy. It's still kind of hard.
This is the Jack, Steve, and Tracy Show on Sunny 101.5.
Sunny
101.5 with Jack, Steve, and Tracy's Life Hacks.
All right, are you ready?
Yeah.
Are you ready? Back to school hack. Now, I haven't had this problem because when you have a kid in preschool, they're pretty adamant with like a cubby system where when you go and pick up your child, you grab papers, right? But I'm talking about when they get older and the teacher sends home a note or something, or you send something for the teacher and it goes in the bottom of the bag, aka the black hole of no one ever knows that it's there.
Yeah.
As you're cleaning out your bag at the end of the year, you said, oh, here's all the notes you're supposed to give your teacher. Permission slips, progress reports, all those other things are at the bottom of the bag, right?
Right.
Well, what you can do is you make a plastic envelope, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And within that, punch a hole in it, and they attach it to the backpack with a carabiner, like one of those rock climbing latches,
right,
you know,
right.
That's what the carabiners. So it won't get lost. And that way you can kind of use that as a quote-unquote old-school inbox, like an email inbox.
Yeah.
That the teacher knows to check, and the teacher also knows this is where you put anything in there, because if you put it in the bag, it gets pushed down to the bottom, mm-hmm. and next thing you know, you never go on a field trip because you never get participation slips signed.
And you know, but you know what they do when like they get into real school? You have to put it in a folder, and you can only communicate on certain days.
Oh,
yeah. There's a special there's a special folder. Like envelope thing that you have to put it in,
mm-hmm.
and you only correspond at certain times. I mean, unless there's something urgent, of course.
Right.
But you know what? I'm gonna do a school life hack too, just because you got that going.
Yeah.
And this is not mine. I cannot claim responsibility for this, but I thought it was a great idea, and maybe a lot of people do it. But obviously, I have a teenager getting ready for high school, and they have, and you know, and this is even in the middle school, they have, you know, gold day and black day or whatever they've, yeah. you know, with for their class schedules. And apparently a really good idea, and I think this is a good idea, is to have two backpacks, one for gold day and one for black day, so that you're loaded specifically for each of those days.
That's
and
good.
You don't have as much shuffling around or chance that you're going
right.
to not have something that you need.
Right. And always take your lunch with you, but don't eat it before you get to school. Okay, very good. This has nothing to do with school, but it does have, it has to do with selling items online. We've probably all done it.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you want to get a professional-looking photo of whatever you're selling. Mm-hmm. You know what you do?
Of course. What do you do?
You shoot it by using your bathtub as a white backdrop.
Really?
And that'll make it look more professional.
And creepy. What's it?
Honey, could you hurry up and get...
Yeah, can you hurry up in there? I got to try to sell these clothes.
So there you go.
Jack, Steve, and Tracy's Life Hacks. Making life just a bit easier.
Science 101.5. 7:58. And time for Go Figure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
You know, this one's actually... this may be a first time we're going, man, this person's got to be hammered. And they're not.
And they're not.
They're not.
Okay.
We still go to Florida. Because that's the only place that this would happen.
Okay.
56-year-old resident of Florida, Michael Dale Hudson, last Thursday, drove his golf cart recklessly through a store.
Oh, man.
After just saying, I don't have to stop. People are saying, stop, stop, stop. I order you to stop. And he didn't care. He apparently arrived at the Florida Walmart. Determined to speak to a manager. Figured he needs to get some attention to get a manager, right? Well, he did that. He's blocking the entrance to the liquor department.
Uh-huh.
He wasn't charged with anything related to that. But he's blocking the liquor store entrance.
Right.
Officers attempted to speak to him. At that point, he just took off. You'll never catch me.
Yeah, it'd be hard.
Ripping through the store, striking several shoppers. Finally crashing into a cash register where he was then arrested. A few shoppers just suffered minor injuries, although none went to the hospital. No one went to the hospital. Everyone was fine. He was hospitalized, though, for an undisclosed injury.
Yes.
And will soon be booked on multiple counts of aggravated battery, aggravated assault with a motor vehicle, and charges of trespassing. These charges of trespassing after a warning. That's an actual charge. Resisting arrest without violence.
Yeah.
And felony criminal mischief.
But the good news.
The good news is.
The good news through all of that, which you just read.
He shot par.
He found his ball.
Go figure. True stories about real people being really stupid. Sunny, 101.5. It's time now for Bogus or Bargain. The fun radio game where your ability to recognize a real bargain could make you a winner. Here's how it works. We'll read three classified newspaper ads. Two will be bogus, and one a real bargain from the South Bend Tribune's classified section. Just tell us which ad is the real bargain and win. Bogus or bargain? only on Sunny 101.5.
And if you know the bargain, then we have a Pokemon movie download for you.
Oh.
All right.
All right.
Let's see what we got here. So we start off with a 17-foot sea nymph SS fish and ski with 70 horsepower Evinrude with Trailmaster trailer. Looks and runs like brand new, must see, always stored inside, $3,950. Next, the complete Sir Mix-a-Lot album catalog. 12 vinyl albums, excellent shape.
He had 12 albums.
I had no idea.
$25. That's pretty good if they're in that good shape. And last, 12 color assortment basic backpacks, 15-inch backpacks featuring sturdy handles like new, $50. Okay?
Oh, good stuff. Always enjoy listening to Jack make these things up.
236-1015. Good luck. Sunny 101.5. Who's this?
Jessica.
Okay, Jessica, which one do you think is the bargain?
I think that first one.
Yeah, the 17-foot sea nymph SS fish and ski with 70 horsepower Evinrude with Trailmaster trailer. Looks and runs like brand new. Must see. Always stored inside. $39.50. That's the bargain.
Awesome.
That is it. That's in the classified today. So now you have a free Pokemon movie download. How about that? Be sure and join us for the Tuesday Jack, Steve, and Tracy show. Most people that I talk to say they would rather win a prize off the wheel of meat than money. Isn't that something?
You're lying.
You know what that tells me? I got to get some new friends. No, it's a great prize, and you can join us tomorrow.
Jack, Steve, and Tracy. Weekday mornings from 5:30 till 9. You can listen live worldwide at sunny1015.com. Thanks for listening.